Look to our precious Jesus today, who saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. This is your day for a miracle.
Before I introduce Pastor Benny to you tonight, I want to invite Martin Piquet to sing this special song. Pastor Benny, knowing your love for the Holy Spirit, I specially arranged for us to have this song for you tonight.
Oh, Holy Spirit, oh, that you have opened my eyes, to see the impossible, yeah. Holy Spirit, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, you see, I realized with you I need nobody, 'cause you talk to me and you guide me. And to my surprise, you're more real than the air I breathe. Precious Holy Ghost, precious Holy Ghost, you guide me, yeah. You guide me in all things, yeah, yeah. Precious Holy Ghost, yeah. Sweet Spirit of God, hey, you have opened my eyes, yes, to see, yeah, yeah. Holy Spirit, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit, yo, shut up, precious Holy Ghost, hey, hallelujah, I love you, I love you, I love you. In all things, in all things, yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, you see how I realized it's the power that worketh in me, yeah, yeah, energizing me, invigorating me, hey, and to my surprise, you're more real than the air I breathe. Precious Holy Ghost, yeah. Precious Holy Ghost, you got me, yes, you direct me in all my ways, hey, you comfort me, you strengthen me, you elevate me, you empower me, yeah, you. To see the impossible, precious Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you navigate me, you never leave me, you are always there, Holy Ghost, my promoter, my elevator, yeah, yeah. The impossible, yeah. Holy Ghost, yeah, yeah. And I'm a shakatalaba, and I'm a satalaba, echo satalaba, yes, yeah. You guide me, you guide me, you guide me, you guide me, yeah. Ah, and I'm a Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in this place strong tonight. Holy Spirit, love your love. Said you guide me. Shalabaze. You strengthen me. You energize me. Yeah. Precious Holy Ghost. I'm never lonely. Bazella. Cause you're always with me. Ah, precious Holy Ghost, I love you. I love you, yeah. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. You guide me, you teach me, you love me, yeah. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
What happened to the lady, my dear?
She had arthritis for over 2 years.
Arthritis?
She came with a wheelchair. But now she can walk. Hallelujah!
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. I'm telling you, something is happening in Nigeria, because the last time I came, it wasn't this easy. You have plowed the land real good. Can you move your legs? Can you move your legs, darling? Can you walk over there? She said, where's her wheelchair?
Hallelujah.
Bring that wheelchair up here. Let the devil look and cry. Let the devil look and cry. Hey, mama. Mama. Come on, baby. Let's run together. Better get hurt. Don't worry about that. She'll never. You guys were late. That's what they get for getting late. Do you do that to your staff? It works every time. If they're late, just knock them out.
They get more blessed. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Pastor, sir, this lady, had, after her pregnancy 2 years ago.
She had what?
Her liver was removed. One of the
liver.
Her liver was removed. And since then, she's been feeling weak. She's had headache pains all over her body. She was sitting there and the worship was going on, she got healed, she said. Stood up.
What was wrong with you?
She said, I don't know how they call it, liver. So when I was pregnant, they doing everything. They said they want to remove the baby, they wait, everything. I was delivered.
Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. The Lord make you whole, my dear. The Lord make you whole. top of your head to the soles of your feet. Touch. Pick her up. Touch. Pick her up. Touch. Pick her up. Touch. Don't touch her. Now all of you lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost a second. As I walked through the door, I sensed his presence. Back up. I seal her healing. And I knew this was the place for love abide. Strings, not the piano. For it is the temple, not the piano. Jehovah God, you can help him. Just touch. We are standing in his presence. Can you lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost just another minute while I do this? We are standing. I seal her life. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. The Lord is telling me to go around her 7 times because that problem was caused by a demonic attack. And I don't want the devils to ever come back again. Keep praying. She's feeling heat going around her like a circle. You feel that heat around you? Girl, are you feeling that heat around you? Yeah. Because I'm sealing your life. I gotta go twice again now. Twice again. You still feel that heat around you? Like what? Tell me. Like what? I gotta do it one more time. What do you feel around you? Lord, we seal that in the name of the Lord. No devil will ever touch her again in the name of Jesus. And God said, Amen. And the people of God said,
Amen.
Is God showing anything?
Yes. You know, just before you started ministering to her, when she was still standing here,
yeah,
I saw that there were 7 demons that caused the problem.
Yep.
So I was going to say something about it, but I held my breath. And when you said you were going around her 7 times because there were 7 devils. And she's completely free now.
Lord said 7 times.
Yes.
The more I know you, the more I like you. I love his spirit. Okay, now you go down. It'll never happen again. You go, darling. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Pastor, after childbirth, 2 years ago, she started having very severe back pains. She couldn't bend and she couldn't turn without pain. She couldn't even lift her right hand. But the power of God came upon her there.
Touch. Keep talking to me.
While you were praying, and then all of a sudden, she started doing what she could not do before.
Touch.
Now she can lift her right hand.
Do what you could not do before, young lady. Pardon?
No more pains.
No more pain. And to Jesus be the praise. And what happened to this man?
This young man, he had pain on the spine. And as you were praying, you called out and said that there's somebody being healed of a pain at the back.
Father, I give you praise. I give you the praise. You know, there's a lot of healings there, a lot of miracles. Go ahead, quick.
He had, for 3 years, he had urinary tract infection. and it affected his lungs, and he was in pains before he came for the service. But as you were praying, he felt heat come upon that side of his body, and all the pains are gone.
Touch. Pick him up. Touch. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word, healed your disease. Pick him up. What are you feeling on your body?
It's good through my body. It's the power of God.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. You're a preacher? You love Jesus? Then you're a preacher. I declare you to be a preacher. You've waited for this day. Stretch your hands and pray over him. Come on. The presence of the Lord is in this place. Stretch your hands and pray over him. I dedicate this life. I dedicate this life in Jesus' name. Use it for your glory. For your glory. The anthem. The Lord just said to me, there are many young people here who are going to be in the ministry. Every young man, every young lady that wants God to use you, get down there as fast as you can. Come on. Right here, right here, right here. Stay on the platform. Stay on the platform. Yes, stay right there. Everyone standing, everyone standing. I'm going to simply wave my hand like that, and you're going to feel a wind hit you. The Lord is going to impart the anointing for ministry. Are you ready? Right now? You're sure? Touch! 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 I prophesy that Nigeria shall be God's channel to Africa and the world.
Hallelujah.
I prophesy and I declare that this nation shall belong to Jesus Christ. I seal this nation with a wall of fire around it until every man, every woman, every boy and every girl shall hear Jesus is Lord. Because mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Of wrath a storm, he hath loosed his faithful lightning.
All its terrible.
saved when I saw a Nigerian man named Benson Irahosa. I was just saved. He did not know me then. I went to a convention of the Full Gospel businessmen. And Benson Irahosa got up on the head table and led the crowd in this song. And a revival broke out in Canada right after that. It was a Nigerian who brought revival to Canada named Benson Irahosa. Now, a young man who was there in that service is coming back to Nigeria to declare revival in Nigeria. Now listen, listen. I want you all to join hands, and when I say three, you say fire, and it's coming on you. And then you're gonna play that song, okay? Don't come on the platform, because this is the beginning of revival in Nigeria. Are you ready? Don't be afraid, you're gonna feel like something hit you. When I say three, you say fire all over the building. You get ready. One, two, three.
Thank you for watching the program today. I pray the Lord will bless you richly. I want to talk to you today about what the Bible has to say in the Scriptures about giving, the balanced message of giving in the Word of God. Paul the Apostle was raising an offering for the church in Jerusalem because of the famine, and he wrote to the church in Corinth, which is present-day Greece, these amazing words in 2 Corinthians 8. Beginning at verse 1, and I would like to read from verse 1 to verse 8. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Now, he was talking about the grace of God abiding on them because of their desire to give to the Lord's work. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Notice that he calls giving the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord. And I think that's the key when it comes to giving. Once a person has given his life, everything else is easy then. They have given themselves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, in so much that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also, meaning that I'm going to send Titus to you, the church in Corinth, to remind you of the promise you made to help the saints in Jerusalem. And then he said this, therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace or in giving also. Amazingly, Paul the Apostle says here that you ought to raise your giving to the level of your love. Or, begins here, he says, therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in diligence, and in your love, see that you abound in this grace also. What he was saying is, if you're walking in love and you love the Lord, you're walking in full faith, you're walking in the knowledge of God's word, in being diligent when it comes to the Lord, then you have to also raise that giving, which is called the grace here, to the same level. So giving is in the Bible. But why do we do it? Why do we give? And he says this, because it's all there in verse 8. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. So when I love someone, what do? I give them something. That's one of the languages of love anyways. When I love someone, I show it to them by my actions and so much more, by the things I say, by the things I do, because love is something we do. It's not something we just say. It's something we do. When we give to the Lord's work, we're telling him, I love you, Lord. I love your gospel, Lord. You've touched my life, Lord, and I want to see others touched like I was blessed. When someone is healed or saved or delivered, you want to give because you want to see others blessed with salvation, healing, and deliverance. So today, let's give to the Lord's work because we love him, because we adore him, because we love his gospel and the mention of the name of Jesus. Let's do it today. God bless you.